This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Be Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Debbie from Northbridge.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, good morning.
Debbie, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio quickly?
Please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you.
Who do you have in the car with you, Debbie?
Nobody, just me.
All right, let's do it. Five trivia questions, all pop culture related. You answer more correctly than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, unfortunately, that's a loss for you. And Kennedy is now over-camped out in that studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one, the seventh season premiere of The Conners at 8 p.m. on ABC. Was that last night or tonight?
Tonight, I believe.
Who plays the patriarch, Dan Connor, on that show?
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. I can't think of his name. Dan something.
Okay. Question number two. Kenny Chesney, 57 years old today. True or false? No other musical act has played Gillette Stadium more times than Kenny Chesney has. True or false?
False.
Question number three. Star Trek legend Leonard Nimoy would have celebrated a birthday today. He played the character Spock. What is Spock's most well-known... What is he most well-known for saying that is also probably the most well-known phrase of the show?
Beam me up, Scotty.
Question number four. Ben Affleck is in the new issue of GQ and says of his split with Jennifer Lopez, quote, "There's no scandal, there's no soap opera, there's no intrigue." Which Massachusetts city did Ben grow up in?
Cambridge.
Question number five. Nick Frost from Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz will play Hagrid in the new Harry Potter series on HBO. Hagrid isn't allowed to carry a wand, so what does he use to conceal part of his broken wand and still do magic?
His cape.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Well, you were fast.
I love your confidence, Debbie.
I'm really lousy, but I love your show, so I'm so excited to be on.
We love you right back.
Debbie is a special ed teacher. Thank you for that, obviously. That's great work you're doing there.
No hemming and hawing in here, Kennedy. We got right to it.
All right.
Debbie got one out of five correct.
Suits.
That's in record time, Suits. All right, these are tough. You ready?
I am.
The seventh season premiere of The Conners is happening at 8 p.m. on ABC tonight. Who plays patriarch Dan Connor on that show?
John Goodman.
John Goodman is right. 1-0. Question number two. Kenny Chesney, 57 years old today. True or false? No other musical act has played Gillette Stadium more times than Kenny Chesney has. True or false?
That has to be true.
He has played 24 times. Question number three. Star Trek legend Leonard Nimoy would have celebrated a birthday today. Of course, he played the character Spock. What is Spock's most well-known phrase that is also probably the most well-known phrase of the show?
Live long and prosper.
With the Vulcan salute.
3-0. Question number four.
Nerd.
Ben Affleck is in the new issue of GQ, and he says of his split with Jennifer Lopez, quote, "There's no scandal, no soap opera, no intrigue." Which Massachusetts city did Ben grow up in?
Cambridge.
4-1. Question number 5. Nick Frost from Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz will play Hagrid in the new Harry Potter series on HBO. Hagrid isn't allowed to carry a wand, so what does he use to conceal part of his broken wand and still do magic?
An umbrella.
It is an umbrella.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I think he'll be good.
Yeah, I think I love him.
He's
just a tiny man, and Hagrid is a giant, so that'll be interesting.
Nick Frost is tiny?
He's like 5'8 or something. He's not a big guy.
Pretty wide.
Yeah.
You know. They make him seem bigger anyway, by the way they shoot it, so.
As a fellow thick boy, I support him.
You know. Yeah, 100%.
5-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job.
Thank you.
Debbie, unfortunately you don't get the money, but you're not walking away without a nice little parting gift. You have a pair of concert tickets to go see Kylie Minogue April 9th at the TD Garden. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but you are going for free.
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 Thank you.
Free.
Free.
Because I'm free to do what I want.
Oh, there's a good one.
Remember that
one? Soup Dragons for that ass.
That's a wild band name.
Soup Dragons?
It's the stupid stuff that sits in my brain. I don't know what to tell you.
All right, Debbie, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Debbie from Northbridge, and I can't be Kennedy.
We are Soup Dragons. Good night.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't be Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about the trusted 2025 Subaru Forester. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Leslie from Roslindale.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Kennedy. This is super fun. My son and I try every day, and we never get it. We're very excited here.
All right. Your son's name is Eli?
Yes.
Hi. Good morning, Eli. How old are you?
I'm 9.
9. So what is that? You a senior in high school?
No.
No. Okay.
Tell what grade you're in.
Fourth grade. Okay, I was confused, Kennedy.
It's okay. It happens to the best of us.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Sure will. Ready? Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
So you guys understand how this works. 5 trivia questions. It's all pop culture stuff. You answer more right than Kennedy, and you're going to win the cash. If you tie, remember, that is a loss for you. And Kennedy has left our studio. She's over in that soundproofed booth. Are you ready?
Yes.
Starbucks is teaming up with the Peanuts Gang for a new line of food, drinks, and merchandise to promote kindness and love. Who is the lead character from the Peanuts universe?
Snoopy. Is it Snoopy or Charlie Brown? Ooh.
Ooh, I don't
know.
Who
do you want to go with? Charlie Brown. Oh, we're going to go with Charlie Brown.
Question number 2. Steven Tyler turning 77 today. He is the front man for which band?
Aerosmith.
Tyler, the Creator, Hozier, Doja Cat will all headline this year's Outside Lands Festival. Take a listen and name this Doja Cat song. Name the song.
Do you know? Oh, we don't know this one.
Question number 4. Will Smith was asked if he's going to try to appeal his Oscar ban, and he said, quote, "I'm looking to be the best human I can possibly be, and I'm going to take what I get with that." Smith actually won the Best Actor Oscar the same night after slapping Chris Rock. What movie did he win for?
Oh, boy. It was the tennis movie. Oh, wasn't it? Oh, gosh. King Arthur's Court, something like that.
All right, and question number 5.
That'd be a fun movie. The Knights of the Round Table played tennis.
Right?
13 years ago today in 2012, Avatar and Titanic director James Cameron conducted the first manned exploration of the deepest point on Earth. What is the name of the oceanic trench that is home to the deepest point on planet Earth?
The Mariana Trench.
Let's go, Eli, super genius.
Let's get Kennedy back into this studio, please.
Kennedy!
Wow.
Thanks for getting us a point. Woo!
Let's go, Eli. Kennedy, welcome back.
My boy aces his science tests.
This is how it goes every morning. Eli always gets way more than I do.
Leslie and Eli got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, friends.
Okay.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Starbucks is teaming up with Peanuts for a new line of food, drinks, and merchandise to promote kindness and love. Who is the lead character from the Peanuts universe?
Charlie Brown.
It is Charlie Brown. Tied at 1. Steven Tyler, turning 77 today, is the frontman for which band?
Aerosmith.
Tied at 2. Tyler, the Creator, Hozier, and Doja Cat will headline this year's Outside Lands Festival. Take a listen and name this Doja Cat song.
Kiss Me More?
It is Kiss Me More. 3-2. Oh. Will Smith was asked if he's going to try to appeal his Oscar ban, and he said, I'm looking to be the best human I can possibly be, and I'm going to take what I get with that. Smith actually won the Best Actor Oscar the same night after slapping Chris Rock. Which movie did he win for?
King Richard? Sir Richard. Sir Richard? Sir Richard. King Richard?
King Richard.
You overthought it.
Story of my life.
3-2. Question number 5. It was 13 years ago today in 2012. Avatar and Titanic director James Cameron conducted the first man exploration of the deepest point on Earth. What is the name of the oceanic trench that is home to the deepest point on planet Earth? Oh, by the way, Eli, spit out this answer quickly.
Mauritius? I'm not going to get it.
Eli, tell Kennedy the answer.
The Mariana Trench.
I was getting there. Well done, friend. Good for you, buddy.
How about that?
That is awesome.
My boy's wicked smart.
Wicked smart.
3-3 is the final score.
I don't want to be trying too hard.
So with a 3-3 tie, unfortunately, that means it is a win for Kennedy. Great job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Kennedy, this was... went so much better than we thought it was going to go.
Oh. Well, I'm glad you guys had fun. That's all that matters.
Oh, this was awesome.
You did
and
great. So,
sadly, we're...
Yeah, go ahead. Take it away. It's all yours.
Ready? We're Leslie and Eli from Roslindale, and we can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat
Yay!
Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kebby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. You know there's a lot to love about Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Jonathan. Jonathan is from East Bridgewater.
Hi, Jonathan.
Hello.
Jonathan, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, would you please do
the video? Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
So we've got 5 pop culture trivia questions, Jonathan. You get more right than Kennedy. You're going to win yourself $100. If you tie, that's a L for you. Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio, so you can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Today is National Spinach Day. Who is strong to the finish because they eat their spinach?
That would be my boy, Papa.
Question number 2. Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani are working on a new song, but it's not lovey-dovey like you might expect. Instead, it's a breakup song.
Dun, dun.
How did Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani meet?
I believe they met on The Voice.
Question number 2. Danielle Bregoli, a.k.a. Bad Bobby, turning 22 today. She started out as an internet meme and a joke after her appearance on Dr. Phil, and now she's worth millions and millions because of it. What's the famous line she delivered on Dr. Phil that launched her into fame?
That would be cash outside. How about that?
How about that?
Question number 4. This week back in 2000, Phil Collins won his one and only Academy Award, the Best Song Oscar, for You'll Be in My Heart. Which Disney movie is that song from?
That would be Tarzan, I believe.
Question number five. A new book claims Yoko Ono actually held the Beatles together, at least through the Let It Be and Abbey Road era. If not for Yoko, John Lennon may have left before those albums ever happened. Can you name the three other Beatles besides John Lennon?
It's Ringo, Paul, and John? No, it's not John. No, I can't.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! You're almost cooking there.
Yes. So, Jonathan, I understand you keep an eye on the cash inside the vault for a very well-known company.
I do, but they keep an eye on all of us pretty well. So
that's a cool job. My brother used to drive a truck for your company back in the day.
It's a good job. Yeah. Good company.
Jonathan, how much money is in the vault right now?
I think if I told you that, they would kill me.
Be cool, man. It's fine. No one's listening.
Hey, I was thinking about we should all knock over the vault at Fenway Park. What do you think, Dan?
Whose car are we going to take?
Jonathan's over the town jokes. All right, Jonathan got 4 out of 5, Kennedy.
Okay.
Yeah, he did very well.
Real close to the fifth one, too.
Yep. These are tough. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Today's National Spinach Day. Who is strong to the finish because they eat their spinach?
Popeye the Sailor Man.
Boop, boop. Tied at 1. Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani are working on a new song, but it's not so lovey-dovey as you might expect. It's a breakup song. How did Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani meet?
They both worked on The Voice.
Tied at 2. Danielle Bergoli, a.k.a. Bad Bobby, turning 22 today. She started out as an internet meme and a joke after her appearance on Dr. Phil, but now she's worth millions because of it. Well, she's worth millions because of her OnlyFans, Dan.
Well, she was worth millions before the OnlyFans, but that certainly made it a lot more.
What's the famous line she delivered on Dr. Phil that launched her into fame?
Cash me outside.
Do I need...
Yes.
There's a little more of it.
That's only half of it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's this. Yep.
I don't know. I just know she's the Cash Me Outside girl.
Cash Me Outside, how about that? Cash Me Outside, how about that? 3-2, question number 4. This week, back in 2000, Phil Collins won his one and only Academy Award, the Best Song Oscar, for You'll Be in My Heart. Which Disney movie is that song from?
Tarzan.
Final answer?
Mm-hmm.
Lock it in?
Mm-hmm.
Phone a friend? 50-50? She doesn't like when we mess with her, Dan, at this point.
You don't think so?
She's focused, I can tell.
Have you picked up on that in 20
years? It's just a little bit today. Never noticed it before today. 4-3, question number 5. A new book claims Yoko Ono actually held the Beatles together, at least through the Let It Be and Abbey Road era.
I don't believe that.
Was it written by her?
If not for Yoko, John Lennon may have left before those albums ever happened, is what they say. Can you name the other three Beatles besides John Lennon?
George Harrison, Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr.
That is it. 4-4 is the final score. Ooh, that was close, huh, Kennedy?
That was. I was worried.
Yes.
But, you know, it's
I thought
okay.
I had you on the Tarzan one.
Yeah, it came to me. Yeah. I almost said Aida. But then I was like, no, that's Elton John. Mm. Think it through. And then the Tarzan face came in. There it is. My brain.
Is that how your brain works? Mm-hmm. Tarzan's face pop in your head?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Cool.
That's pretty good. Jonathan, I'm sorry, man. Kennedy's like, you know, a good armored truck. She's not giving up the money.
Hey-o.
See what I did there, Kennedy. All right. Jonathan, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Jonathan from East Bridgewater, and I can't.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.